Today's episode of the Sidious Mag Podcast on the Sidious Mag Podcast Network is presented by Whoop. We are getting to the heart of fall marathon training season. Whoop is a fitness wearable that provides 24/7 personalized insights around your sleep, recovery, and daily activity. Whoop has helped runners of all backgrounds train smarter and recover faster so they can get to the starting line healthy and hit some new PRs. As I get ready to dig deep into my marathon training, my Whoop is what's telling me just how exhausted I am from covering the Olympics and Torch Talk. But now I'm rested, recovered, and recharged to get back into the thick of it. Whoop doesn't just get your splits or mileage, but instead focuses on the 23 other hours of the day when your body's getting ready for that next run. Every day gives you a personalized recovery score based on things like your resting heart rate, sleep, and respiratory rate, so you actually know if you're going to be able to crush those tempo runs and if the legs are feeling good. I've seen Nikki Hiltz, Joe Kovacs, Drew Hunter, and a slew of other professional athletes wearing it. Now, it's your turn. Join now for free. Whoop is offering 15% off with the code Sidious at checkout. Go to Whoop, that's WHOOP.com, and enter Sidious at checkout to save 15%. Sleep better, recover faster, and run faster. Get to the starting line healthy with Whoop.
Was the crowd laughing at me or with me?
Dude, I think they were laughing with you. And then, then you became a meme in that final 50. Yeah, well,
you're creating one?
Yeah, wait. Well, let's, all right, let's do this. Craig Engels.
That's me.
Not the ending you wanted today, right?
Honestly, I couldn't have hoped for more.
you became a meme in the final, like, 50 meters.
Yep.
So you're going to end up back on Barstool, going viral again. So mission accomplished. I mean, the win would have been cool, but
yeah, it's kind of like Sha'Carri's situation where, you know, she may have won a gold, but she got way more famous for not winning a gold.
Not
so similar.
How's the last like 2 months been? I guess like since the trials, you obviously didn't go to Tokyo, but it looks based off Instagram, you're having a ton of fun.
Yeah, yeah. There's like Instagram, I can only show 10% of what's been going on, but it's been a lot of fun. Just like connecting with the people that I missed out on for COVID and everything, you know, going to these post race parties and hanging out with Craig Nowak, and
yeah,
it's so much fun. And I missed it, like watching Tokyo. It looked cool to be there and everything, but I have way more fun than them.
How does that? I mean, you've made it look like it's easy to just be like, all right, Olympics would have been cool, and like, but I guess you've got your next chance in 3 years, but how do you kind of like look at your next couple years? I mean, what is it? I've heard there's been articles saying you're thinking of retiring.
I mean, yeah, it's an option for sure. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not planning anything, or I'm just going with the flow, but yeah, no, what was the question?
No, I was just like kind of like still having fun over the next couple of years. Like, how do you make the sport still fun, even though like this was a little bit of a disappointment?
Yeah, I think everyone puts so much pressure on either making a team or winning a medal, but only three make a team and only three people medal. So you're setting yourself up for failure if that's all you care about in life.
Yeah.
Or you'll be the happiest you've ever been, but it doesn't seem like that to me. It seems like everyone who made the Olympics and didn't medal would post on Instagram saying like, devastated, you know. I'm like, I don't know, it just seems like a weird thing in this sport. So I'm just trying to have fun and show kids that you don't have to be an Olympian or medal to have fun. Just live a healthy lifestyle, and you know, if you happen to be good at running, get out there and have fun with it.
Do you know how many high school kids you would disappoint if you just decided to retire tomorrow?
At least three.
I mean, it just would feel, you don't feel like there's that pressure to just kind of keep going for this next generation that's all over you right now?
There is a little bit
more
of pressure.
There's more to it than that, I guess, for you, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't want my motivation to be other people. And and there's part of me that's realized that that's what I was leading up to the trials. So I want to be more than a mullet and a mustache, you know. I want to be more than just, like, making teams. And I think I've started to accomplish that, where people didn't care if I won tonight.
Yeah, they were having fun.
They want to see people have fun and, you know, do cool stuff at a track meet. Obviously, they're going for a 5K right now while we're talking, and people are really into that, but it seemed way louder for our race.
Yeah, no, it kind of does seem like that way, unless we watch, like, the final lap, then it's going to be ridiculous. But
I could be completely wrong. I'm going to get bashed for all this because obviously a world record's cooler than me getting second and being on SportsCenter not top 10.
Yeah, but you got the eyeballs and you brought people into the sport somehow, I guess. What's this thing about porta potties that I've heard that is like the business you would want to get into post track?
Who you been talking to?
Just, you know, people out in Martha's Vineyard, Kyle probably.
I get these crazy business ideas, and one of them was start a porta potty business, you know, own like 50 porta potties, and then I get into posh potties.
What's that?
So for weddings and stuff, I bring in like legit cool bathrooms, but they're porta potties.
Okay, like I just went to a wedding last week, and there was like it was 97 degrees outside, mm-hmm. and the only place that was air conditioned was like the porta potty.
Okay, so someone stole my idea. All right, next idea.
But you could make a lot of money that way. Like if you become the porta potty guy that goes to like all the races and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But and I was thinking it'd be cool to have like a music festival with porta potties that were like groovy.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, you go in and maybe there's a chandelier.
You just don't know what you're gonna get. It's just
every porta potty's different, so you got to check them all out.
I like that.
That was one of my business ideas, and I'm not sure who I told that to, but
it's out there now.
It's out there.
Cast it onto reality. I think we got another three laps to go, so yeah, we still got a little bit
like
of time.
Looks like you got pace a little bit.
Yeah, because of the lights.
That must be just so discouraging when you see the lights go away.
Well, and you can slowly slip it away.
That's what happened today. It's like, I was behind Henry. I'm like, Henry, can you scoot up a little bit?
So the story behind you waving today was the fact that it was done to you at Sir Walter?
Yeah, Jordy.
You were just like, all right, I got him this time. And
well, I turned around, and I'm like, all right, no one's there. But then with 50 to go, the crowd started getting loud. I'm like, oh, God. Here we go. I wish you had just looked over at me and done the same thing or the Cole Hawker thing.
Exactly. All right, so next couple weeks. I mean, this... You're leaving us hanging on this retirement rumor that's out there right now, but
I'm just playing hard to get for these people trying to write contracts.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Smart move. Ray Flynn, don't listen to this. A couple more races or what? How exhausted are you?
I am more alive than I've ever been, man. I'd race 10 more times this season if I could, but I'm signed up for Yakima, but apparently there's forest fires.
Oh, so that puts it in doubt.
And then so I don't know.
And then Fifth Ave later?
And yeah. But the Fifth Ave post-race party might be canceled, so that means I'm not going.
We can work on it.
We can work on it.
Yeah, yeah. How are you saying that there's, like, negotiating tactics going on when I'm looking right here and you've got the swoosh?
I can change it to whatever you guys want.
Yeah, there we go. All right,
I got a tattoo kit. I can give you whatever tattoo you want.
Oh, we might have to make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth Ave mile.
Sidious Mag logo, dude.
I don't want that for life.
Centro
already has Sidious tattooed on him. So
yeah.
That was my free advertising. I decided when I named the website, I was like, we get free ad space on Centro. We'll come up with a tattoo idea and we'll have a stick and poke video. Or what is it, a stick and poke, or do you do like an actual gun?
Stick and poke.
Stick and poke? Sounds a little painful, but I'm down for it. We'll do it in New York. Yeah.
You don't have any tattoos, huh?
I got these wings on my ankles I got when I was 19, and I regret now because like they were supposed to look cool when I was when I was running, and now doesn't really work when you run slow. But Craig, this is always a blast, and
thanks.
We'll make a bigger podcast happen in New York
for sure. Yeah, I've been looking forward to that since I went pro. You've had every athlete on but me.
I had to save it for like a big momentous occasion.
I guess
it could be your final race. Apparently,
we'll see. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to run pro again. I just don't know what's going to happen with companies negotiating. And if I get lowballed, then there's no point.
Barstool athlete.
Barstool athlete, yeah. Free. Run for free. But thanks, man.